Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, an all-round fabulous woman, Miss Alice Bowman. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Miss Bowman is the president of the Spring Creek Gardens Tenants Association. She's been recently appointed the chairwoman of Community Board 5, and she's also the sergeant of arms for the political action club, Hip Hop, Stand Up, and Vote. Women, we get things done, right?
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about all these different roles that you play.
Well, as the chairwoman of Community Board 5, I'm very proud to say that I am going to be the chairwoman because I've been on the board for more than 15 years. I've held positions as the first vice, also the treasurer of Community Board 5. It's a very diverse community, very diverse board. We care about our seniors, we care about housing, we care about our youth, because as you know right now, our youth are in trouble, you know, with all the violence that's going on in the world today. We have to reach out to the youth in some sort of fashion, whether it's giving them a job, whether it's talking to them, listening to them, directing them to where they should be going. Our youth are at risk right now. So that's one of the things that through the community board, I know that I'll be able to touch a lot of the youth in our community.
Okay. And your role as the president of the Spring Creek Tenants Association?
My role as the president of Spring Creek Tenant Association. I've been the president of the Tenant Association about 20 years. It really matters when you have a position, an association, because management and ownership respect you so much when you have an organized team. I have been able to get 50 residents rent reductions dating back from 2009 to current. I'm the president over 552 tenants in Spring Creek Gardens. I have seniors, I have the youth, I actually have my own center. It's called the Mary Warren Youth Center in East New York. Mm-hmm. And in the center, we're going to be opening it again after the pandemic just to give the youth something to do and some place to go. Management, the opportunity to have our pool table redone over. So that's one of the ways I'm trying to get lure the kids into the community center to do things. We have PS5s there. We have movies.
Oh, that will get them, the PS5s.
It will get them.
You'll have to drag them out of the center.
Yes. They're in dire need. You know, we got to do something with the youth right now.
So Community Board 5, that area covers East New York?
Yes, East New York. It comprised of, I believe, 183,000 people. East New York, some parts of Brownsville. That's Community Board 5 is comprised of.
Okay, so summer is here, and we know that's one of the times when we have to keep the young people in particular engaged. Do you have any programs planned for them?
Yes, I have a few programs planned for them. I have a nurse that works out of Brookdale. She's also a culinary teacher. She's going to come and teach some of the youth how to make cupcakes from scratch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have like the pool tournament so that the kids can come in. And like I said, we also have the PS5 so that they can come and just enjoy one another just to keep them off the street.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have three sons that I'm very happy and proud of. I'm a single mom in East New York raising three sons, one who is a correction officer, the other one is a porter in maintenance, and the baby is a para at the Board of Education who also coaches high school football.
Okay.
So besides me being a proud mom, I have 7 grandchildren that I am so happy and proud of. They call me G-Ma because grandmas rule the world.
Yeah, they do. Grandmas are the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With that being said, I would also like to say that I have a very good relationship with the elected officials in my community, Councilman Charles Barron, Senator Roxanne Passard, and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. They are the pillars of East New York, Brownsville, and other areas. But just having a relationship with them, it makes all the difference of the world.
Well, that's very important because our elected officials are here to serve us, and we have to let them know what it is that we need for our community to see that they get it done. We have to work with them.
Absolutely. We have to work with them hand in hand, and also it's accountability on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, so let's talk about your political action club right now, Hip Hop Stand Up and Vote. I like that. It sounds hip.
Yes. Hip Hop Stand Up and Vote is a political action of Man Up. Mm-hmm. And what we do is go into underserved areas and we register people to vote. We educate them about their rights to vote. A lot of people think that once they've been arrested and they go to jail, they come out, they can't vote. That is not the case. So we go into those areas and we inform them that they're able to vote because it is your civil duty to vote.
It is. Your vote is your power.
That's right. No vote, no hope.
No vote. I like that. No vote, no hope. So how can one get some more information, you know, about your organizations if they want to get in touch with you, partner with you, support your organization?
They can get in touch with me at alowma65@gmail.com, which is aloma65@gmail.com, or they may reach out to me by phone, 646-879-1801. 646-879-1801.
So, Ms. Bowman, we want to thank you so much for coming here today and sharing information about all the great things that you do in the community, and we look to have you back again.
Thank you for having me, and I want to send well wishes to everyone, and I ask that everyone stay safe because the COVID numbers are going back up again, and good evening.
Thank you.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.